This is Music Respawn. I'm Kate Remington with pianist Laurence Manning, and it is so much fun to have a chance to talk with you. You're in the middle of a Kickstarter campaign that's going very well. So since you're joining me from Montreal, bonjour, Laurence.
Thank you. Merci, Kate.
Your Kickstarter campaign, it just really caught my attention and my ears because you've created absolutely beautiful arrangements of some classic game themes from The Legend of Zelda and from Kirby and many, many others. And so I'm wondering what it was that gave you the idea for starting the Kickstarter.
Yes, I'm making original arrangements for more than 2 years now, and I feel it's the good time for me to make my first piano album of video game music. So like 2 months ago, I decided that I will do a Kickstarter to help me produce this album because I will record in a professional studio in Montreal.
And I saw a photo of the studio. It looks absolutely beautiful.
Yes, it's one of the best studios here in Montreal with a grand piano and a really professional team to help me to record.
Are you nervous about it at all?
Yes,
about recording?
Yes, I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, already the campaign has just blown through the original goal.
Yes.
And you've got stretch goals of some additional pieces that you're going to be performing and adding to the album. So that congratulations. That's
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm really happy because I didn't expect this. When I did the Kickstarter campaign, I put the minimum goal I had to reach to produce my album, but now I can maybe have a really good mastering for the album if we can reach a little more.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And I'll put a link to your Kickstarter campaign on all of my pages. You can find it on respawnshow.com and my SoundCloud page. So if you want to help Laurence with this last little bit, you can totally do that. You've been playing the piano for so many years now. You started when you're very, very young. Did you also start playing games when you were young?
Yes, I think I began both at the same time, like at 3 years old.
Wow.
Yes.
And did you start right away making arrangements of the melodies that you loved that you heard in the games?
No, when I was young, I played just for the fun some video games with my brother, who is a violinist. So we played together some game music, but I was not ready to compose arrangements. I started just 2 years ago.
Wow. Well, they're so sophisticated.
And thank you very much.
And I think it must be very difficult because the melodies in games, especially the melodies from Final Fantasy and Zelda, they're very simple. And yet you've created these beautiful finished pieces with a beginning and a middle and an end. And so how do you link everything together, starting with just that theme?
I listened to the song many times. And after I write the sheet music, and I most of the time I put a conclusion at the end because there are a lot of loops in video game music, and we have to put an end at the end of the song. And I like to improvise some parts in the score too.
Thank you.
It really depends of the song. And some music is really difficult to arrange, like Shovel Knight music and Castlevania music, because there are a lot of contrapuntic melodies. So yes, there are a lot of work to do, but I love to make this so much.
I can tell. I'm watching the video on your Kickstarter page. It just looks like you're having so much fun
yes.
playing these these arrangements.
Yes.
But one of the pieces that you're including in on the album is the castle theme from Super Mario
yes.
By Koji Kondo. And it really struck me as I was listening to it. It sounded like the last movement of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, which is yeah. epically difficult.
Yeah, that's difficult. And
was that an influence at all in the arrangement?
Yes. My arrangements will sound a little like Beethoven. So sometimes when I make arrangements, I like to make them sound like classical music. I already made Super Mario Sonata that sound like Mozart, but it's the Super Mario theme. So sometimes I like to be influenced by great composers, but most of the time I like to keep the style of the song. Like Zelda sounds like Zelda, Mario sounds like Mario, and Kirby, it's not Final Fantasy. Like.
Not even close.
No, but I love both.
What is it about those melodies from that kind of era of games, the early Final Fantasy and Zelda games and Kirby? What is it about those melodies that you really love?
It depends of each game, but my favorite video game is The Legend of Zelda. So when I hear some music from this game, it makes me nostalgic most of the time because I played to almost every game of Zelda. And Final Fantasy, I really think this music moves me a lot. There is a lot of sensibility. But when I play some Kirby, I just have pure fun. It's just so fun. I can play it like all the day.
Yeah. Your arrangement of the Gourmet Race from Kirby is just, yes. Oh my gosh, it's so much fun. It just moves right along. It's really fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's my favorite song from Kirby.
Yeah, I can tell. I mean, you've just put so much life and so much love into it. And yet you've really kept the integrity of those melodies. So
yes,
it's like the best of both worlds.
Yes, because the original song from Kirby Superstar. It was a long time ago, so there was not a lot of variety of sounds in the console. So I have to reproduce this atmosphere like it's like 8-bit music.
Mm-hmm. Which in a way is great because you can get a lot of colors from the piano, and yet it still sounds like a piano, like it would sound like an 8-bit melody too. So so that's really interesting. Yes. The piece that I really noticed it in is your arrangement of the Fairy Fountain from Zelda. It's just so beautiful. It reminded me of Debussy or
absolutely
Ravel.
Yes.
And we should mention too that your credentials as a pianist are fabulous. You just got your PhD in piano interpretation. So clearly you've got the talent to really bring this music to life. And it must be really fun to make arrangements that, do they kind of push you a little bit? I mean, are they hard for you to play too?
Yes, that's really fun because when I create the arrangement, I can try it like on the spot. So if I want, I can make something really virtuose. Or do we say it?
Yeah, virtuosic. Yeah.
Okay. So that's fun to have so much technical possibilities and I can play the way I want the piece.
So how did you decide which pieces to include on the album? Because you've got such a wide range to choose from.
Yeah, it took me a while. I chose some of my best arrangements and I wanted to make something interesting for the variety. Some pieces from retro games and from recent games. The Legend of Zelda, of course, Final Fantasy II, but some songs maybe less known, like Shovel Knight music or Golden Sun.
I was surprised to see Golden Sun. I don't know why. I thought hardly anybody knows
about
it.
It's because of my brother. My brother is a really good gamer and musician, and he knows so much music. So sometimes he asked me to play some music and, oh, can you play some Golden Sun, please, 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 please. And then I remember this song, Veil, that I love it. So I make the arrangement and I really pleased of the, I like the result. So I decided to put it on my album.
Thank you. It's so beautiful. And what I really appreciate with your arrangements and your performances, you know, in a game, especially these early games, the tempo is just so strict and, yes, and very, very regular. And with your performances, it lives and breathes. You've got rubato, mm-hmm, and just, yes, beautiful phrasing.
I make the music alive because it's electronic music.
And so to hear it with, you know, the crescendos and the mm-hmm, beautiful phrasing, it's just...
Thank you so much.
In addition to making these really wonderful arrangements, you've also got a work of your very own on your SoundCloud page, the Medieval Fantasy.
Yes.
So what was the inspiration for that?
Video game music, for sure, but also maybe music from, do you know Lorena McKinnitt?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I really enjoy her music. And when I improvise for myself, most of the time it sounds something like Celtic and medieval and modal music. So I would like to compose more music when I will have a little much time. Maybe after the Kickstarter, I will have more time for composing.
Yeah, I was going to ask if composing was a path that you wanted to head down, because that piece is so polished and really wonderful. So,
and one thing I would like to do is to learn to use composing software to program music, like video game music too.
Yeah, because, I mean, you've clearly got a gift with composing, too. So yeah, I was wondering if you had ever thought about writing music for games.
Yeah, I would like to. There is somebody who asked me to record a song for a game that will be out soon. It's Katana Zero. I don't know if you have seen something about this game. It's a platformer game, and the developer and composer, Justin, asked me to play the song, so it will be my interpretation in the game.
Oh, that's really exciting. And all it takes is like that first step a lot of times, and then your career gets going. So that's really fantastic. And so what are you kind of imagining once the Kickstarter is finished and everybody's got their rewards, do you have a plan for what your next step is going to be?
Yes, I think the next step will be to give concerts first in Montreal, in Quebec, and outside also in Canada, but also in other countries. A lot of people ask me if I will go like in France or in the United States. So it will be the next step for me.
Oh, that's very exciting. There's such a passion for game music now and for live concerts of game music. So that would be really exciting. I'm sure you'd have a lot of sold out concerts for sure. So,
oh, thank you.
You're about midway through your Kickstarter campaign and it's wrapping up in about the middle of March, right?
Yes, it will be done on March 19th.
And one of the stretch goals that you're working toward is a live Twitch stream. And so how is that going to work?
I will soon begin to make a live performance on Twitch. There are a lot of people who are streaming their performance. Some video game pianists already make this. And I wanted to try Twitch because I think it will be a good way for me to get closer to my fan. Like, so I will be able to play some arrangements and maybe some request song too, and to and answer to people.
That would be really exciting. Sure, it's like an interactive concert. Yes. That sounds really cool.
Yes, I will announce my first session really soon. I just want to be sure that I have everything to record live and to play, and everything is okay. And after I will announce my first session, it will be really soon.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been really impressed with the quality of the recordings that you've put on your SoundCloud page.
Thank you.
And so what is your setup? I mean, I don't see a mic in the shot, and yet it's just, it sounds really good.
I have a mic. It's a H5 Zoom mic. Like, it's a little portative microphone, and I put this on my sofa, like just near the piano. I have to adjust the microphone because sometimes when I record something really soft, I have to balance the mic differently than when I play something really loud. I film with my phone.
Wow.
Yeah. But sometimes, because it's a really small apartment, so it can move a little, the phone is moving. So I try to put it in to make sure that it doesn't move. So because of the vibration of the piano.
Yeah. Well, I hope your neighbors like game music because
I think I think they like it.
Well, Laurence, it has been so much fun to talk with you. I'm really excited for you and for this really successful Kickstarter. And so thank you so much for taking a little bit of time to tell us about it.
It was a pleasure for me. Merci beaucoup.